If keeping track of the accreditation requirements seems daunting to you, how about cataloging and grooming over 500 of the brightest and most intricate costumes that Broadway has to offer? Yes, that's the job of a wardrobe supervisor, and perhaps the most glamorous job in that industry belongs to Jillian Austin, who keeps Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, looking good. The musical about road-tripping drag queens is on a national tour, and it's playing at San Francisco's Orpheum Theater. Austin took some time to enlighten us on what it takes to keep so many sequins in check.
Yeah, my name is Jillian Austin, and I am the wardrobe supervisor for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the first national tour. It's hard to say exactly, but between all the shoes, all the hats, all the garments, all the undergarments, like tights and underwear and such, we're over about 1,000 pieces. The one catch with our show is that we have a lot of really large pieces and really crazy pieces that you don't normally see, that people wouldn't normally consider a costume. Probably my favorite costume in the show and one of our crazier and more famous costumes are our cupcakes. So we have 6 basically 8-foot tall neon green cupcake costumes. And the cupcakes themselves are constructed out of foam rubber, and they have bodices and skirts. The surface of them are rubbery looking to make it look more like frosting. The cupcake paper cup is made out of cloth blind material, like horizontal blinds, which have a pleat so they look like paper. And each cupcake dancer is wearing a 2-foot-tall candle headdress, which lights up to make it look like the candle's burning. And with the heels and headdresses, each boy is about 8 feet tall when he goes out on stage. We have to get them dressed. And also, it's not very easy for someone to walk around in a cupcake costume that's about 5 feet wide. So the boys come to us, and then we dress them. And then when they exit the stage, we undress them.
Action!
We have about 2 minutes to put each boy in a cupcake, and then to get them out of a cupcake. Some of them are really fast, and they only have about 30 seconds. There are a lot of fast changes in our show. We have a lot of costumes, and some of our actors have as many as 20 different costumes. There are a lot of great secret inside jokes with the costumes of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Like our Go West number, there'll be, you know, some supporting characters, like just some waiters and waitresses who are in secret drag. So there'll be men dressed as women or women dressed as men. One of my favorite bits is we have the village people who originally, you know, perform Go West, who are secretly hidden among the ensemble dancers. So you'll see the police officer, the construction worker, the Indian chief, and, you know, other members of the village people, depending on who's on that night. So you'll see them dancing along with all the cowboys and cowgirls during Go West. My favorite Priscilla song is probably the finale, because it's a combination of all the songs. Also, it's kind of funny because it is kind of a hard show costume-wise, and so they're singing, you know, finally we're all like, oh, finally, you know, we're done.